Now we are continuing with our exposition of the letter to the church of the Laodiceans in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 3 in verse 20 reads, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me." There are three kinds of knocks that the Lord uses as he knocks on the door of our hearts. The first is the knock of life events. Things happen, or things are allowed to happen by the Lord, and the purpose is that our attention might be received and redirected to the Almighty God. The second is spirit conviction. This is the work of God the Holy Spirit, where he works from within the heart of the believer and from without in order to gain the attention of the unbeliever. And then the other knock is a knock of God's Word. And as we read through the Bible prayerfully, we are powerfully impacted by the things which we read and the things which we study, as we're doing today. Note that the door of the church always had to be opened from the inside. So the doors back in ancient days would be bolted from the inside in order to keep out intruders. And so we must open the door of our hearts from the inside to allow Jesus in. He will not bang down the door where he's not welcome. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21 reads, "To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." So here we have a promise of divine fellowship to overcomers. Revelation 3:22 reads, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And this is a call to heed all of the warnings given to all of the seven churches of Asia listed in the book of Revelation, which we have been studying. And also to apprehend and to seek all of the spiritual blessings promised. So in our overall outline of the book of Revelation, which we took from Revelation 1:19, where we read, "Write the things which you have seen and the things which are and the things which will take place after this," we are now two-thirds of the way through the outline. But we're all actually only a short way into the book. We've covered the things which John had seen, which is the vision of the glorified Christ in Revelation 1. We covered the things which are, which is the seven churches of Revelation in Asia, at Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And now we're going to continue to the things which are to come. Before we leave this section, I'd like to do a self-test. We're on page 16 of the Revelation Bible study. And the self-test, point 14 in your outline, is reinforcing what we have learned so far. Which false god or goddess was Ephesus famous for the worship of? And I'll pause as I go to see if you can think of or shout out the answer, and then I'll give it to you. The answer is Diana, Diana of the Ephesians. Three significant New Testament men were instrumental in the founding and early growth of the church at Ephesus. Name all three and describe their roles. Well, we talked about the Apostle Paul and his role in the founding. Timothy, who pastored the church at Ephesus, and also the Apostle John, who would later oversee the seven churches of Asia from Ephesus as well. What was Christ's reproof for the church at Ephesus? This is the church that had lost its first love. And that's in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 4. What does it mean for the Lord to remove your lampstand? And why would he do that? Well, the lampstand, according to Revelation chapter 1, verse 21, is defined as the church. Why would he remove a church? Because it's not functioning unto his glory anymore. Who were the Nicolaitans? Which church rejected them, and which church accepted them? Well, the Nicolaitans were the conquerors of the laity. That's a word that's transliterated, conquerors of the laity. And these were people who created divisions between clergy and laity. In other words, the haves and the have-nots, the spiritually in crowd and the spiritually out crowd. Basically, duplicating in Christianity what they had, what the Jews had in Pharisaism. And the church at Ephesus rejected the Nicolaitans in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 6. And in verse 15, later in chapter 2, in Pergamos, we find the Nicolaitans being tolerated. What is an overcomer according to 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 5? Well, an overcomer is one who believes that Jesus is the Christ. And we find that right in those scriptures. How did the authorities impoverish the Christians at Smyrna? Well, they did it through excluding them from economic activity. Which notable early church father was martyred at Smyrna? Who was martyred for the faith at Smyrna? Polycarp, and this is 8a6 in your outline. He ministered in Smyrna, and he was martyred there around 156 AD, being boiled in oil and burned at the stake. What doctrine was stressed to give hope to the believers at Smyrna? Well, the doctrine, of course, of the resurrection. And in Revelation chapter 2, verse 8, we read that Jesus was dead, but that he came to life. And these Smyrnan Christians were constantly under duress, in fear for their lives. And they learned not to be in fear for their lives, for they have an eternal life, an eternal home in heaven, which is Jesus Christ, as all who believe do. What is a synagogue of Satan? A synagogue of Satan is a counterfeit religious system. What does Pergamos mean, and how does this name speak of the condition of the church that existed there? Pergamos means thoroughly married. And the state of that church was that it was thoroughly married, church with state. What is the doctrine of Balaam? Well, the doctrine of Balaam is essentially anti-Semitism in opposition to God's word. What are two possible meanings of the white stone which would be given to believers who persevere? The two possible meanings, it's on your outline in 9b10. The first is acquittal in a trial, a judicial proceeding, and the second is for a guarantee of fellowship to the one who could produce the other stone or the other half of the stone. What does Thyatira mean, and who founded the city? Thyatira means continual sacrifice, and the city of Thyatira was founded by Alexander the Great over 300 years before Christ. 14.0. Who is Jezebel, and what does she represent? Jezebel was the evil wife of Ahab, and she represents, according to Revelation 2:20, the spirit of idolatry and immorality. What specific sins warned against in Acts 15 were being encouraged by some in the church at Thyatira? Revelation chapter 2:20 again. To teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. How is the term Son of God applied to the co-regency of the saints in the letter to Thyatira? The idea here is that the saints will live and reign with Christ Jesus forever. Those who overcome. And the reference there is Revelation 2:27, and that is in conjunction with Psalm chapter 2 and verse 7. Also, verse 18, we read, these things says the Son of God, and that's the origin of the question. What is the morning star that is received by Christians? The morning star is an eternal relationship with Jesus Christ, who is the bright and morning star. We'll basically be given Christ. We'll be given fellowship with Him. And the reference there is Revelation 2:28. Sardis is referred to as the blank church. Sardis is referred to as the dead church. Where did the remnant of that church worship until the 4th century? And how did their worship space come about? We find this in the historical background of our teaching in section 11A6 of our outline. The temple of Artemis was actually converted to a church, but when that church began to die at Sardis, it grew smaller, finally dying in the 4th century. But as time went on, a new and smaller church was constructed within the confines of the temple of Artemis. Who or what are the seven spirits of God? And the seven spirits of God are the spirits which are the spirits of Jesus Christ Himself. And we compare scripture with scripture on that. And we'll go to Isaiah chapter 11. Verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Now in the Revelation Bible study, if you've got your booklet, great, or you can get it online at firmfoundationri.com, and you can finish the self-test. In the next segment, we're going to be doing the Bible prophecy timeline. And we're going to begin the third major outline of the book of Revelation.